Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is expected to put a positive spin on the economy at a Labor Day White House news conference set to begin early this afternoon. NPR's Amy Held reports.
After the August jobs report showed unemployment drifting lower, Trump tweeted today, "Jobs and the economic comeback are looking great." But Democratic candidate Joe Biden will keep reminding voters of the heavy economic toll the pandemic is taking, with some 11 million people still out of work. Today's press conference kicks off a busy week of campaigning for Trump. He's set to stop tomorrow in Florida and North Carolina, where last week he suggested supporters illegally vote twice to test election security.
NPR's Amy Held. A new survey by the Pew Research Center suggests Americans are split by political party on their views of freedom to protest. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben has more.
Pew asked Americans if they agree that in America, people are free to peacefully protest. As of August, 8 in 10 Republicans said that describes the country very well or somewhat well. However, only 4 in 10 Democrats agreed. That gap has widened considerably as Democrats' belief in Americans' freedom to protest has fallen off. Recent demonstrations over police shootings of Black Americans have been marked by clashes between protesters and cops. And in June, authorities used tear gas to disperse protesters in Washington, D.C. to clear the way for a presidential photo op. Americans also disagree by party on how important it is that people be able to peacefully protest. Only around half of Republicans said it was very important, compared to 8 in 10 Democrats. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
A fast-moving wildfire continues to burn in California's Sierra National Forest. Military helicopters airlifted 207 campers to safety over the weekend. The Creek Fire has burned some 70,000 acres since it began Friday night. Several hundred residents are under evacuation orders. It's one of a dozens of fires burning in the state in the middle of a heat wave. A Berlin hospital says Russian dissident Alexei Navalny is out of a medically induced coma and responding to speech. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Russian opposition leader and corruption investigator Alexei Navalny has been in an intensive care unit of Berlin's Charité Hospital since August 22nd. That's the date Navalny was flown there from Siberia, where he collapsed on a plane, forcing an emergency landing. Last week, German doctors reported they found traces of the nerve agent Novichok in Navalny's system, leading them to believe Navalny had been poisoned. Russia has rejected the findings. In a press release, Berlin's Charité Hospital says Navalny has been removed from his medically induced coma and is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. He is reportedly responding to verbal stimuli, though the hospital says it is too early to gauge the potential long-term effects of his poisoning. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR. A South African opposition party has mobilized members to picket a drugstore chain for what's widely considered a racist ad. It describes natural black hair as dry, damaged, and frizzy, and white hair as fine, flat, and normal. Ishma Fandikwa has more.
Clicks, the offending company, has pulled the ad, apologized, and claims it has suspended the employees responsible. However, the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, have vowed to shut the stores down this week. Julius Malema, the party leader, was outside a closed branch of Clicks in Polokwane on Monday.
We will not be here if the management here commit that they will open from Saturday. If they do not commit, we are going to come back here every day.
In 2018, the EFF trashed branches of clothing chain H&M after it featured a black boy modeling a hoodie with "coolest monkey in the jungle" written on it. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Saudi Arabia's state television is reporting a Saudi court has issued its final decision in the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. It sentenced 8 Saudi nationals to prison terms ranging from 7 to 20 years. Their names were not made public. Khashoggi had been killed in late 2018 inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Activists criticized the trial because no senior officials were found guilty. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News.